I am actually speechless. This is one of the most extraordinary readings I've ever had the joy to be part of. And I thank all of the poets so much. So grateful to have you all with us tonight, Malcolm and Diane and Cedric and Virgil and Kelly. A big thank you to Chris, who every week creates a poem as an opening and then often reads a poem. And it was so lovely tonight, he read from Gerald Stern. So this was a joy. I want to do a shout out tonight to City of Asylum for their International Poetry Festival, which is wrapping up this week. And just a big, I won't take the hat off, but a hats off to them and cheers for the extraordinary work they're doing. And I want to also do a shout out for the nightlifeline.org effort to raise some money for workers who work from table to stage. And I know I've mentioned this before, but they're trying to get to $50,000 so they can disperse that first round of money to folks from who are bartenders or stagehands or servers or cooks and who have been really hit hard by the pandemic here in Pittsburgh. And the I'll send out a reminder on that, and that website, if you'd like to contribute, is nightlifeline.org. And finally, I want to thank Juniper and Anna and White Whale for giving us a home for this season, which we appreciate so much, so that we could have a series like this with these extraordinary poets. And that on Tuesday, June the 1st, because we're going every other week, our readers will be Madeline Barnes, Cameron Barnett, M. Soledad Caballero, Bard Solarsik, and Jamila Rice, and that this reading will be posted soon on at Hemingway's poetryseries.blogspot.com so that you can hear these poems again. Thank you all. See you in 2 weeks.